Hey guys, what's up? Welcome to another edition to Psychic Seer podcast. And I'm your host Gaspar. And so I'm going to share some of my own experiences about shadow people and so forth. So stay tuned for that. And we'll be back after these. What's up, guys? Yep, I'm your host, Nicole Jasper, and you're listening to Psychic Seer podcast. And I hope y'all are doing well. And it's getting warmer now. I can't believe it. It's almost in the 80s out here, Southern California. And so I thought I'd do another topic Tuesday tonight, mostly about shadow people within the paranormal and more about my experiences that I've had in the past and everything like that. I hope you guys enjoy this episode. And so just let me know how you're listening, where you're listening from. And if you have any questions or comments, which are usually linked below, and you can watch my replay and everything like that. We're even on Stream TV Network. So I want to give them a shout out. So thank you guys, you know who you are. And I appreciate this opportunity. After being with Paranormal Team Radio for just a couple of years, you know, I was kind of bummed for a while, and these guys come along, so it's pretty cool. And I love doing radio, I love doing podcasts, and I hope you guys are enjoying our shows. And don't worry, I know I've been kind of on hiatus about my interviews this past month. That's why I thought I'd do another quick topic Tuesday tonight, and it's kind of late in the start, so I got a perfect opportunity to talk about these scary, creepy shadow people. I thought I heard something. Huh? No, no, maybe if you hear me, I can hear better when it's very human. It is funny that I also want to bring it up that if you're starting to lose this one of the basic senses, maybe your other gifts are getting more heightened, right? So, let's say you're losing your hearing, like in my case. Maybe I can hear the spirit world matter, right? So, something to think about. Anyways, I always like to give you guys something to think about. And I've always had speech and hearing impediments. Even when I was younger, and that's basically when I was starting hearing spirits as a psychic medium and now a seer. And so remote viewing is one of my other best gifts, besides psychic mediumship, is where, I like to say roughly that remote viewing is sort of like astral projection, right? And it's also like sensing with the third eye. And what you can see, hear, touch, smell. And I do have a sense of smell as well. And, so, Use your other senses when you are remote viewing. Even though you can't see the whole image or the whole picture at first, maybe you can hear something, maybe you can smell something, or get some sort of image. That's how I feel about remote viewing. And maybe I could do a whole show about remote viewing since I thought of Psychoseer for a title. So I just basically put it all together because I'm also a psychic and a medium. So that's how I got these two together. I Psychoseer. And by the way, I'm also an author. Now I have 17 books out. My latest is Curse of the Psychoseer. If you haven't checked it out, go ahead and check it out. It's on Amazon now as I speak. It's both on Kindle, paperback, and I believe hardcover. Now, I'm not sure the hardcover is up yet, but I know the other two is up, Kindle and paperback. So if you want copies signed, hey, let me know. I can get it cheaper. I can autograph it, send it to you. Let me know what you would like to receive. Maybe I might do some giveaways. We'll see. Because I don't mind doing giveaways, and doing some fun contests, I like to have more people get a hold of my book. That way they help me do some reviews. That helps this author a lot. Please ignore my dog. Sorry, guys. And yeah, always review. I always go back and review the other authors. I try to anyway. Because I know that helps us out a lot. And it helps out the sales. That's why we always can't stress enough. Please do the reviews for us. And that really helps out a lot with the sales. And anyway, going back to topic, shadow people, where are they? Where they come from, right? I mean, I think they've been here since the beginning of time. I mean, they've been here probably even before we've been here, like the UFOs. I believe that the UFOs or UAPs have probably been here longer than we have even set foot on Earth, right? That's just my opinion. But now we are just seeing them in the limelight because we have a technology like a phone that we can record and even the video. It's like have a little mini, what do you call it? Computer on your phone. And we even have AI for that matter. So we're trying to talk about shadow people now, my nose barking like crazy. We have quite a few sightings here at this place. I've been here well over 10 years, and it's about over 40 years, 50 years old. Half an acre land that we've been on for a few years now. And I wouldn't be surprised if those shadow people are like, as I've seen experience in both and UFOs as well. I've managed to film quite a few and document the UFOs, let's see, from our backyard. And sometimes I even managed to got one recently, a UFO is like an orb-shaped sphere, and it was stopped right at the mile from my front house. We have two trailer homes, and this back here is my studio. I like to call it studio, and there's no kitchen, and there's no bathroom. If I even go, I have to run up to the front house. But yeah, so back here in my studio, I captured quite a bit of weird phenomenon back here that blow your mind away. If you guys can find my old videos buried within this channel, share it. Please share it because I want to get as much of those videos shared so you guys can hear the stories from yourself. One of the most compelling and most creepiest videos that I ever captured was right here. And we were doing like I don't know if it was brain wash testing or testing the apps or whatever. And I had my dolls all out. And I was investigating my husband doll, Emily. I might do that again. I haven't done that in a while. She's locked up safely in a cabinet now for a reason. And so when we were investigating that, all of a sudden, I think I was walking back from this last case. And all of a sudden, and even the audience saw it, and I saw it with my own eyes. I didn't just see it with my camera. All of a sudden, I've seen this white mist go right, almost go right through me. I even went like, whoa, you know, like, whoa. I'm like, what was that? I'm like, whoa. And even my friend Bill and I think Kimberly were there, and they can vouch for that. So if you guys can find that video that had a white mist shot out from one of my haunted dolls, I believe it's Emily doll. And yeah, go watch that. Share it. Share it. Please share it. Share my video. So I want to get, oops, I keep hitting the mic. Sorry. I want to get more videos shared so that way you guys can see what I've been experiencing throughout my life. I tell you, I get goosebumps every time I mention that story. I'm seeing that white mist all of a sudden, almost. Luckily, I can see things. If I didn't see it, it makes me wonder if it was a wet for me, trying to channel for me and possess me. That's the danger of doing these type of things, because what seances? I mean, it don't have to be a reason why, but you know, it could be using one of these, and all of a sudden, you might get possessed. Why? Because we don't think to protect ourselves or our property. A lot of people protect their property. There are ways we can even make their boundaries stronger. If we do that, I need to go do that myself. This is the more training I'll be going through. I'm going to need that as protection. And you know, I'm going towards like demonologists, but also I'm going towards as an exorcist eventually. Next year, that is all I'm saying. We'll see how this part goes. But I'm training for the best people in the paranormal, I tell you. I am so stoked and excited. I mean, I just words cannot even express what I'm feeling right now. I mean, so I've been a major fan of the Warrens for the longest time. And to work alongside with their friends, I was like, mind blown. So, yeah, that's a little hint for you guys. I want you guys to hear hints from my podcast. So, hopefully you guys will enjoy those hints and tips that I experienced in the paranormal. And one of my other profound experiences with shadow people, let me explain possibly what they are first, and then I'll share my ghostly shadow people experiences. All right, I know I have a few, so I don't even have to have her nose on me, turning back to my head. You know, it's like having a vivid dream or nightmare. It's like, I can recall some of them, even from years from now, I can recall some of the most serious and vivid nightmares that, you know, it could be another Stephen King novel for that matter. So anyway, maybe I'll share that in another episode. So we've been in almost 14 minutes. Let's get up about one. So anyway, yeah. So shadow people, what are they? Are they shadow figures? There's also another term for black mass. There's another term for, I also tend to get headaches when there's spirits around. So double check. Always trust your instincts and your gifts. So let's see what else. Oh yeah, there's another term, the hot man. The hat man. The hat man. Oops, that's a pooper. But anyway, I hope I make you guys laugh. Ha. But anyway, the oh my goodness. It's been a long day, so bear with me. Sorry, the hat, man. Oh gosh. But anyway, yeah, it's typically a shadow figure wearing a hat, and usually a male wearing a hat. And I should have asked for my friend's photograph. I would have loved to share that with you guys. Every time I look at it, it gives me the goosebumps. I tell you, it's a perfect silhouette photograph of the Hat Man. I said it right this time. Yay. The Hat Man. And it's like pretty creepy. Isn't that like pretty creepy? I hope you guys are enjoying this so far. I'm your host, Nicole Jaspard, and listening to what the heck is that noise? Sockets to your closet. Now I'm hearing a lot of things I possibly didn't hear before. Please bear with me. I just got my new hearing aids today. I keep hearing knocks. I don't know about you guys, but I'm hearing knocks. But anyway, that could be a sign of spirits. So you never know. In my case, it might be. Because I'm talking about them. Sometimes they like to interfere in the video, which is pretty cool. You know? Which I don't mind. As long as they don't really shadow me. And shadow me, I really don't like to do, but I don't like to do it because spirits have tried to shadow me before. And one time, the audience was watching, all of a sudden they said my eyes turned black. Yeah, so that's why I don't really like to channel as much. But, yeah. So anyway, that's another story for another podcast. So my goodness, one way first. Well, let's share some Queen Mary experience. I've been there off and on throughout my life, the Queen Mary shit. And, you know, there's a few ghosts and there's a few shadow people there. And there's a ghost of a supposedly a little girl named Jackie. But I think there's something else. I think there's something sinister at play there. But that's my opinion. Because I don't think God would allow children to be trapped anywhere. Because that's my belief, that's Christian beliefs. I believe that whether you're a child or a baby, especially babies, stillborn, I've seen a stillborn and that just broke my heart. Even at a young age, I knew that even then, they go automatically to heaven. Okay, sorry guys, I just get emotional about that stuff. So bear with me. Because I've actually been to more when I was younger. And it's not a good place for children to go to the morgue. I mean, especially for adults. You know, and yeah. So that's welcome to my life. So make sure before you sign the permission slip, where are they taking my child? So anyway, I had to get that out of my system. So, but you do learn about life, and you learn about death. So anyway, going back to the Queen Mary, and I'd like to say that I've got to also try to see the Queen Mary ship from way up above clouds. I got an aerial view of the Queen Mary from the helicopter. I forget to mention that sometimes. You know, when you're in a helicopter, you see things just a different perspective in life. And no, luckily I don't get motion sickness. It didn't bother me that I was at the helicopter enjoying it. And so yeah, and I took a quick snapshot of the Queen Mary ship. And so they liked it. I was thinking of getting a printout and writing it. I think I'll do that next month. So yeah, I'll be getting some prints to make. Because I'm also starting out as an artist, so it'll be an antique price. So excuse me about the hips. Going back to the Queen Mary. Oh, my dad is here first. Oh yeah, my grandparents. I like also say that are most I try not to boast too much, but pretty awesome. When you have family that used to work at an iconic place like the Queen Mary. They used to work in their engine room when I believe it's still in operation. And also they like and they also I meant to say they also got married on that Queen Mary ship. I mean, if I were to ever get married again, second time around, I mean, why did I think of that in the first place? Queen Mary. I mean, they must have some awesome backdrops for photos. And by the way, when we were taking those paranormal tours, those tours, and even historic tours, if you're just there for history of it, they have quite a few areas for couples to take pictures and stuff. I mean, seriously, that's pretty cool. Yes, me. That will be my first place, and many of if I ever get married, or even get to do what do you call it, readings, reality readings. Hey, I just thought of something. If you guys want me to try to do gallery readings, I'm up for it. I'm so up for it. Maybe Queen Mary, but I think I'm gonna start small. I'm gonna start small, maybe at our local library. Maybe I'll start doing gallery readings. We'll see. So yeah, hoping that'll go well. I'll keep you guys posted, of course, if I do start gallery readings. And I'm not stage fright. I'm not like that because I've been on stage throughout my life, so I'm used to it in the spotlight. Hey, I'm here doing this podcast or vodcast. What do you call it? I think they're called my vodcast and your video. So I've been doing that for a while now too. So yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if I start doing gallery readings. That'd be way cool. So okay, I think I'm gonna share one of the spookiest shadow experience that I've seen. I know Queen Mary was when we were down at the engine room, and it's almost like a private tour, and it was like four of us, my late husband and myself, and the tour guide, and the guy was in training. And he was kind of funny. He's pretending to be a mannequin, funny. But yeah, all of a sudden this editor guy was talking. And I just saw a shadow, a shadow person who might buy him. And you probably should have seen the look on my face. What the heck? What the heck was that? I should have said that. What the heck was that? But no, I didn't let him keep talking. Well, I'm sure you're used to that type of thing, right? Where, when they see experience paranormal. I mean, heck, they have those paranormal ghost tours. And we took all of the tours on it. We went from the stern to the bow of the ship. We took that creepy elevator ride. But supposedly, someone died on it. I believe while in operation. So yeah, that's the only elevator that we took. There's a lot of walking next. A lot of walking. I always say wear walking shoes, lady. Don't ever wear boots or even pumps. I mean, I always wear tennis shoes. I don't care. I just wear tennis shoes. Tennis are nice shoes. And I know there's gonna be a lot of walking. I probably did over 1,000 steps on the Queen Mary that day. Going up and down the stairs, and you get your workout there. So, hey, it was fun. Yeah, I enjoyed it. And tour guide was cool. One of the tour guides pulled me aside and he said, "You know what? I had something that picked me up and threw me across the room." She told me that it looked flat out. It's like, oh wow. And it's like, I didn't know what to say. I never had anyone pull me aside and told me that before. So yeah, just get the goosebumps this hearing that. Imagine this person being levitated and just thrown like a rag doll across the room. Yeah, that's be quite scary, especially when you can't see what's throwing you. So, yeah, some of these shadow people's figures or black masks, they can be quite tall and I guess quite strong in a manner. And one of my other experiences with the shadow people, I would say it would be at the Redlands Cemetery, right? California. So I'll end it with here because almost in 30 minutes. Wow, already? Wow. Time sure goes by fast when you're having fun. But anyway. Let's see. Yeah, we were at Redlands. This is where I also saw my first headless ghostly apparition of a ghost. And even that, if that makes sense. You know, like the Harry Potter is the Sir Nicholas. Him, yeah, sorry about that. But he didn't have any body whatsoever. I only saw the head moving around. That's how you figure. Oh, I didn't even like think about it when I saw. And there's another thing I kept seeing the shadow thing moving around the trees. Now, for some reason, shadow people like to stay around trees. And we have four trees in our front yard, and I've seen shadow people in our front yard by the trees. So there's a connection with shadow people and trees, maybe. And they're easily hiding in that. Yes, I don't know. But anyway, I hope you guys enjoyed the very short topic Tuesdays about this shadow people and mysterious. You know, shadow people in the my experiences in the paranormal. And you know, here's another tip. Never ghost hunt alone. Even though it's tempting, I've got, so I only had tips to go out there and just do, it's like sometimes it's hard when you're solo. But I highly recommend not to go alone for safety reasons mainly. But if you need to go alone, make sure you're prepared. You've got your phone, you've got your pepper spray. I carry pepper spray with me just for safety reasons. You never know. You know, you look for the living and the dead, right? So we investigate. So anyway, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Shadow people. And my experiences. And make sure you give it a thumbs up. Not just on Facebook. Come over here on this channel. Give it a thumbs up. Okay, yeah, I really appreciate it. Bye, guys. So, yeah, coming up in a few days, I'll be back with my co-host, Tom Conway. And we have an awesome returning guest. He's an action star from Hollywood. Pretty cool. I've been to Hollywood before. And I remember walking along the Hollywood Fame. It's pretty cool. I think next time I go there, I'm gonna look for John Wayne, one of my favorite Western stars. My grandpa and my uncle used to watch older Westerns. So that'd be cool. Funniest star. So I better go before my voice gives out again. So thank you guys. See you in the next video and we'll be back with John Ajuna. Alright. Thank you guys. Have a great and safe week. And you may listen to Psych to See Your Podcast and I'm your host with the most. really just Nicole Jasper. Bye.